Today we are talking about gratitude, and this is for you, this is for me, this is for anybody who wants to have a better life, feel more centered, have more joy. I mean, who doesn't want those things, right? So let's get into it. Welcome to the Dive Into Your Career podcast. This is Dive Into Your Career, the podcast designed to help students like you take impactful steps towards your career goals. I'm Gina Visram, a qualified careers coach and consultant who is so proud to be your careers cheerleader. You are in the right place if you are a determined student or the proud supporter of one. Here, you will embrace career development in a unique spirit of fun, not fear. Let's dive in. Hey, lovely. Thank you so much for being today. It is always my greatest pleasure to know that you are hanging out with me and we are hanging out together. And in this episode of the Dive Into Your Career podcast, we are going to talk about how an attitude of gratitude is the key to success. Now, one of the things that I realized very early as a coach is that people have their own definitions of success. And that is incredibly important, right? Your mum's definition of success may not be the same as yours, may not be the same as your neighbor's, may not be the same as anybody else. So this is a fairly general idea, but actually, even with people having different definitions of success, I still maintain that an attitude of gratitude is the key to whatever it is that your version of success might look like. Now, talking about definitions of success can be its own podcast in itself, and that's not what we're focusing on today. So today I invite you to maybe reflect on what your definitions of success include right now. That might be as specific and current as securing the best possible grades for you, insert grade here, in your GCSEs, A-levels, degree, whatever it is that you might be studying towards. It might be making some really conscious decisions to feel good in your body and yourself. It might be all sorts of things, right? So bear in mind that everybody has a different definition of this to a degree or another, but also that actually it doesn't really matter even if your own definition changes. The fact of the matter is gratitude is like magic. And do you know what? Nobody loses. Nobody loses. I mean, don't you love a win-win situation? I know I love a win-win situation. And I really think that gratitude is exactly that. So let me slow my roll just for a moment and take a moment to describe what gratitude is. As with a number of things, there are a variety of definitions. I'm going to keep it super simple and talk about how gratitude is ultimately the art of being thankful, the art of being appreciative. That is what gratitude is, I would say, in its most simple of forms. The Cambridge Dictionary defines it as a positive emotion felt after being the beneficiary of some sort of gift. So that is one definition. But as I say, for me, it's about being thankful and being appreciative. That is what gratitude is. And here's the thing. Practicing gratitude, because arguably it is a practice, it can be, if it's not something that you're doing at the moment, if you're hearing me thinking, okay, Gina, I can't think of the last time I've consciously expressed gratitude. You might be unconsciously doing it, by the way. You might have, you know, stopped at Starbucks and said a big thank you to the barista. Like, that's all gratitude, right? But when you can be conscious about it, it kind of elevates it. Because It means that you are thankful and you have taken a moment to think about what somebody else has done for you, right? This is why it's such a win-win, to think about what somebody has done for you and actually even more powerfully to express it, to tell them, because again, that's kind of another level that maybe we'll talk about at another time. But if you can also express that gratitude to the person that you are feeling grateful to, that is something else that feels like an absolute win-win situation. And it's such a beautiful, wonderful feeling for both parties or everybody involved. So my message today is really, really simple, although I am going to take a few minutes to talk about a new study because I knew that I wanted to talk about this. I've talked about gratitude a couple of times on the Your Career and Future TikTok recently. Do check it out on TikTok. It is Your Career and Future. Do pop on over there. That's pretty much where I'm doing daily content these days. Again, very much designed with you in mind as a student or new graduate or supporter of a student or graduate. So gratitude has been on my mind, and there are different ways that you can include it in your daily practice. It can be as simple as writing down 1 to 3 things that you are grateful for every day. You can deliberately do that, say, before bedtime, or you can do it if you're like a public transport commuter. You can do it when you're on a tube or on a bus or something like that. You can journal and really write more expansively about the things that you are grateful for. You might share gratitude for something on social media. Actually, you know, even recommendations on LinkedIn in a way are a form of gratitude because you are expressing appreciation for somebody that you have worked with in some capacity. You can put in a phone call to a family member, to a sibling, and thank them. Hey, do you know, gratitude can even work for people who, even those that it kind of feels like they've screwed you over. Again, that's a whole topic in itself, but sometimes I think like when you have a really toxic workplace, which is something else that I've been doing TikToks about recently, or done a TikTok about, is, you know, you can express gratitude, even if you don't feel it in the moment, about how grateful you are to have been shown how to treat people and how not to treat people. If you want to start your own thing or start your own business, or even, you know, move into another type of employment, you might be grateful to somebody who otherwise could be deemed fairly shitty. You could be grateful for the fact that they have shown you that that is not something that you are prepared to tolerate, right? So you have an increasing amount of clarity about what it is that you want to create in your own space, or how it is that you might want to treat people that you manage in the future because you know that something didn't work for you. So this is all really possible, and different ways where gratitude can come into your life. And honestly, it really does bring so much joy to think about things that you're thankful for, whether they're big, whether they're small, right? And as you know, sometimes the small things are the big things, right? So whatever it is, you might be expressing gratitude for the fact that your other half or your roommate picked up your favorite cereal at the supermarket. I don't know. You know, it can really be the tiniest of things. And I believe that people who are grateful are some of the happiest people on this planet. And that can include you too. Now, the study that I wanted to talk about very briefly before coming to the end of this podcast is one that I recently saw in Harvard Business Review in spring of 2022, which is the time of recording this. And it talks about how more powerful people express less gratitude. Now, that headline was quite arresting for me, actually, because as a big advocate of gratitude, it felt like it was encouraging people to express less gratitude because you can become more powerful and achieve, you know, the higher echelons of your organization and your career. Actually, that's not what it's saying at all. Thank goodness. I will post a link to it in the show notes so you can have a read of it for yourself. But ultimately, it was doing some, you know, it is a study which has shown through the methodology that it used that it seems that the higher you are up the ranks, the less gratitude it is that you show. And the thinking behind this is perhaps that it's due to elevated feelings of entitlement. Perhaps it's due to a reduced concern about what people think about you, right? So it's not positioned in a positive way, thank goodness. But what it does show, what the statistics have revealed from this particular study, is that 59% of people say they have never had a boss who truly appreciates them. And 53% of people say that they would likely stay longer in their companies if they felt more appreciated for their work. So you can see in your personal life, in your work life, throughout your academia, you know, the more gratitude circulates, ultimately, the better everybody feels. And while you don't especially have control over how a current boss or a future boss treats you and all of that stuff, well, to be fair, there are conversations that can be had. But the point that I'm trying to make is it's harder to control other people than it is to control what you're doing yourself. So why not make the decision today to be more grateful, to build up a gratitude practice, and to verbally and notably express your gratitude to people that you are grateful for. Now, if you have come across this podcast via any of the socials, I would be so grateful if you would leave a comment somewhere around here about something to do with gratitude, whether it's something that you've picked up from this episode or something that you do specifically, or indeed, you can tag somebody that you are grateful to if you are seeing this on any of the socials, such as LinkedIn or anything like that. So do get involved, but most importantly, I really encourage you to do this for yourself. And ultimately, it's doing something for others as well. Win-win. The absolute power of gratitude. So you have been listening to the Dive Into Your Career podcast. And today we've been talking about how an attitude of gratitude is a key to success. Thank you so much for being here. I'm really excited that we will be hanging out again soon. Until then, take care, stay safe, and have fun. Bye. Thank you for listening today. To keep up to date with Dive Into Your Career, leave your details on bit.ly/diveintothelist. See you soon.